In our cover shoulder patient, patient is Dr. Judith Moss, J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith, last name is Moss, M-O-S-S. Patient is a doctor. Patient is Dr. Judith Moss. Endoscopy cut is Patham Siri. Referring physician is Dr. D as in Dallas, Solomon. S-O-L-O-M-O-N. Referring physician is D. Solomon. Endoscopy Dr. Patham Siri. Proceed as after the best round of the biopsy. Indication, history of indication, dysphagia, D-Y-S-P-H-A-G-I, dysphagia, period, chronic heartburn, period, previous history of melena, M-E-L-E-N-A, period, procedure, esophageal, gastrointestinal biopsy. This could be very good. We're finding large amount of semi-solid food residue, large amount of semi-solid and solid food residue in the stomach, obscuring examination, period, irregular rationing, bathroom, esophagus, or short esophagus, period, otherwise, animal carnosphere, random biopsy, body and stomach check elevation, random biopsy, third question, due to much exterior disease, random biopsy, proximal medial esophagus, is not likely to be the cause of patient dysphagia, hyperbaric impression, large amount of food residue in the gastric lumen, suggestive of gastroparesis, period. Next period, irregular digestion, comma, there was a number of pronouncements next step of plan. The GPK was prevented in the question next number. Elevate head of bed 4 or 5 inches. Period, avoid eating 2 or 3 hours. Avoid eating 2 to 3 hours before lying down. Period, enter the first precautions. Next number, follow up office to the 2 weeks under dictation. One more line is consider repeating upper endoscopy after 1 day of clear liquid diet, period, end of dictation.